Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Well, there's a cup of coffee to get you warmed up and excited. And then there's Tammy Reese, baby. I mean, the head coach of Rhode Island is so much fun. We're so glad you could be on Nothing But Net with us, Tammy. Thanks.
Thank you, Debbie, for having me. Always a joy.
Listen, I don't even know where to start with you because there's so many different directions we can go. I know your team is really in the grind right now, but the A-10's been unbelievable all year, right? Can you kind of give us a little snapshot of how it's going?
You know, I've never been prouder of the A-10, of how competitive it is from top to bottom. But really, there's like eight teams in the A-10 that could vie for a conference championship down in Richmond. So, you know, from building the A-10 up to great women's basketball, never been prouder. And so, you know, for us, we've had a lot of adversity this year, a lot of kids out. And a lot of teams have had that. So we finally have got some kids back and we're in the grind. We're battling and we really have to clean some things up if we want to go down to Richmond and have a shot at winning an A-10 championship.
Look, I know you study, work, grind, try to get a workout in, try to keep the coffee going. I mean, you got all of it working right now. What are you putting your emphasis on with your team as you're getting healthy?
You know, right now it's going back to the basics, and it all started. We had a really good team meeting this morning about our culture and some of the problems we have with our team and had currently have nothing to do with basketball. It's our foundation and the expectation of who we are and what we're going to expect every day and hold accountable. And we had gotten away from that a little bit. And so sometimes you have to circle the wagons and go back to the basics, and it has nothing to do with the actual skill set or execution or X and O's. You can watch all the film and you can do all the practices and think you're this unbelievable offensive coach. And it comes down to the buy-in from your whole team rowing the same way. And so for us this morning, it started back to the basics, making sure everyone's on the same page, holding them accountable. And then right now we're still in practice, but going out and having a great practice. And we did that this morning. So hopefully, you know, we've reset and that's where we went. We went back to the basics.
All right. So this is going to be a first for us. You literally left practice so you could be with us. So we're not going to keep you long. I mean, that's an incredible compliment to what we're doing, but it also speaks to exactly what you're talking about. Holding your kids accountable, having a culture that you know that while you're here with us, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Speak to that a little bit because, you know, toughness is a word I hear thrown around a lot right now. Some teams are tough, some are not. Some kids are tough, some are not. But you're facing it head on with your group.
You know, I leave practice because I trust my assistant coaches. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And I trust, you know, they can finish up practice and get it done. And they know the expectation. But yeah, toughness. It's mental and it's physical and it's mostly mental. It's 80% mental. And so, you know, doing all those little things day in and day out at this time of the year is called, people call it the grind for a reason, is this is when you have to be at your utmost, sharpest and toughest, mentally and physically. And that's why some teams really succeed at this point of the year is because they embody that characteristic. It's not always about, you know, it's about doing everything to the best of your ability, holding yourself accountable, responsible, dependable, and all of you being that tough to be able to execute everything when teams really show up to win at this time of the year. It's the most exciting time of the year. So when I'm watching ACC basketball last night and you're watching those games and you're watching, I think it was Syracuse and
NC State
going into that overtime. You see how tough they were? They both teams battle. They're ready for postseason play. And then who could execute it in overtime? It was NC State. But that's toughness. And I watch every game. That's what wins at this time of the year. And are your kids, do they embody that? If they don't, you have a problem. You do. You have a problem. You probably won't beat those teams that got it all together and they have that mental and physical toughness.
So Tammy, a lot of coaches, and I hear this a lot, are leaning back instead of leaning in. And I say that because they're afraid. They're afraid that with the culture, the climate, the way the game is, kids just can take off whenever they want. If, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the landscape that has changed since you were having incredible postseason success as a player. What would you say about that? Like, you, how do you get over the edge with your kids? Like, they know who you are. Like, you can't not know who Tammy Reese is when you sign up to come to Rhode Island, right? So they get it from the beginning. But then there's a little slippage, right? How do you handle that?
You know, we're going through that this year a lot. Is, you know, there's this balance, but your culture is your culture, and your standard is your standard. You know, I don't have to scream and yell and do all that to hold kids accountable. You know, they understand what the standard is, and I'm not going to lower that standard for mediocrity to make a kid happy. I'm not, but I'm also not going to abuse the kid and constantly. I can hold them accountable in various ways every day. There can be no slippage. And when you do have a little bit of slippage, that's when your culture goes south. Yeah. And we can't allow that slippage to happen. Nobody, not our support staff, not our coaching staff, and not our players. And that's what I'm trying to teach our leaders, our captains right now, is how to hold accountable, how to have those relationships so you can control the locker room and the coaches don't have to control everything. And so, no, I believe in leaning in and saving and you know, preserving your culture and your standards. And there's a way to do it now. In the old days, you can run them and wake them up at 6 a.m. And maybe that doesn't work, but there are other ways to hold kids accountable. There are various methods, and that's my job as a coach to find those methods, but no slippage. Culture is everything.
Okay. So you say you're back to basics, right? What's on the practice plan today? Because what are you emphasizing right now in the gym?
It is the 8 things that the kids hold most dear and most important to our culture. The first one was accountability, the me over the we, the effort and energy and hard work, the communication, respect led everything. Respect yourself, respect each other. Because if you have respect for what we're doing here and for your, you'll do all the things that that team listed. And I asked them what was most important, not what's most important to me, but what's important to them. And that's what we emphasize today. And if you didn't get it done, well, you got subbed out. You got, so we could communicate to you what needed to be done, sub you back in. It may be you stay in till you can get it done. It may be we ran them, but the biggest thing was we held them accountable and we didn't let them go through the motions. And that's what they wanted. That's what they asked for. So that's what we gave them. And that's what practice was about today. After our team meeting, what was most important to our culture and hold that standard every day.
I kind of got chills because I'm thinking, man, I'm ready. Like I hear that. I want to be a part of that. I am flooding all of my energy into that because I want to win. Right? I want to be a part of a winning culture, but not just winning on the floor, but being a winner, like facing adversity, handling it, moving on to the next, solving a problem, finding what the conflict is and fixing it. It's all fixable. It's not like it can't happen. I love your attitude, man. What'd you do? Did you already run your 6 miles this morning and you already watched 3 games and now you're on your 10th cup of coffee? What is it?
No, it's my workout's coming after, before we have to shower and get to the plane. But, you know, that's the hardest part, Debbie, is it's easy to have a game plan. But the hardest part is, you know, for kids sometimes is they don't like conflict. They're not used to communicating. Everyone's on the cell phone all day and they think having a team meeting or being able to address one another in the eye, say how you feel. A lot of them have a hard time doing that. Expressing themselves, what they want and how they want it, and what they want from you and how they want it. And so I told them today, it's a good thing. Communication can never be bad. And then we learn how to communicate to each other, what works, what doesn't. And so that's the hard thing, is to get them to actually do that and teach them how to be leaders and get over conflict and persevere through adversity. How to do that. That's the hard part. And then teaching them constantly how to do that. So, you know, it's a good thing. Like you said, it's a great thing.
The young women that are under your wing right now, it may not hit them immediately. It may be graduation. It could be 10, 15, 20 years down the road where they're going to point back to, as we know we do as former players, we point back to those moments where it's not about the win and loss all the time. It's not about who scored what. It's not even what the final score is. I can't tell you the final score of any game. I know how many points we won by or we lost by. That was how I saw the game. And I know that as a competitor that you're doing those same things with your kids.
Well, you know, I always apologize to Debbie for, you know, those 4 years. I didn't always get it. Even as an assistant coach for her, I didn't always get it, the life lessons she was trying to teach me. And you grow up and we look back and I said, God, I get it now. And that's what I want to do as a coach. And so I have to have understanding too. They all may not get it right away, but eventually I'm at least teaching them the right way. So years down the road, they go, I understand what coach was trying to do. And I implement it now. And hopefully they come to me and say, coach, thank you. I get it. And so it's funny how it circles all the way back. But, you know, back in the day, Debbie taught me a lot. And I try to, you know, do the same thing for the young women I teach.
I'm all in on Tammy Reese. I can tell you that right now. I always have been, and I have always enjoyed our conversations. And I'm so grateful that you stepped out of practice. That's a first. And I don't know if that's the standard that we want to set for all these other, but I'll take it. Next time, take me into practice.
Well, I was going to, but because one of the things was communication and energy for the, you know, first time in a while, that gym is so loud, I wouldn't be able to hear you. But here's what I always tell my other kids, you know, when I make a commitment and I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I don't, you know, and if something ran over, because we had a team meeting, I was supposed to be out of practice a long time ago, but because things, you have to pivot and things sometimes adjust, we had a very long team meeting today. So that ran into practice. We had to adjust practice and then it affected my commitments. But again, I made a commitment. I told my team, I have to do this. And they trust our assistant coaches. And so, you know, that's where, again, we win and lose as a team. We cover each other's backs. We do those things. And so, you know, I had no problem saying, y'all knew I had to go, but we had to get some things done today that were more important than practice. And this was a commitment. I make a promise. I stick to my promises and I do my commitment.
I know that joyful plane ride is coming up with your team. I know they probably can't wait to get to the next spot to be able to put on the floor exactly the things you're talking about. Coach Reese, you're the best. Thanks for so much for stepping out of practice to be with us on Nothing But Net.
Debbie, I love it. I love the way you grow the game. And, you know, there isn't anyone I love listening to more on the commentary when I watch all those women's basketball games. So thank you for everything you do. So the least I can do for you is step out of practice. Love you, Debbie.
Love you too, Tammy. Thank you.